Am I the jerk? So, Donnie, let's find out.
Let's do it. Am I the jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios. We have a good batch of them right now. So, you guys ready? Let's roll. Hi, Invasion. I am a dad of a 2.5-year-old boy who is fascinated with showering these days. We have one of those two-headed showers in my bathroom, and he likes to claim his one side. Earlier this morning, he was on his side and started peeing in the shower, where he likes to say orange juice as an indicator. His mother picked up on it and asked me if I was peeing in the shower, to which I responded, I am. I was given an earful and responded to her, ask any one of your married friends how many of their husbands pee in the shower. Guarantee you 100% of them will say all of them. She said something to the effect of, pee in the toilet before you get in. I don't want to walk around on your pee. I responded with, water is running when I pee and it goes straight down the drain. Plus, I don't have to pee 90% of the time before the shower until the warm water hits my body.
Right.
So now it is okay for my child to pee in the shower, but not me. I'm not going to change something that I've done religiously for 43 years. Am I the jerk?
No, not to me. Now, I will say, hey, maybe aim it right down the drain, which is I pee in the shower every day.
That's the play. You got to aim at the drain.
Yes, but I pee directly down the drain. I think most dudes pee in the shower all the time.
He brings up a wonderful point.
Baldy doesn't pee in the shower.
What a weirdo.
So he's in the minority.
He does bring up a wonderful point.
The goal
point.
Is to get clean. Why would I pee in the shower if I'm trying to get clean?
Do you rub around on the drain?
Right. You put a stopper in there?
You lie down in it and just kind of start swimming or something?
Well, maybe I'm a Will Connerly type and it just
how much do you
control.
Have?
Splashing just, back at you.
I pee straight down the drain and I have... I think the vast majority of dudes pee in the shower.
And so often, he's right. I don't have to pee when I get in the shower.
Right, it's once all that water.
That wonderful warm water trickles down my back.
Does something to your bladder.
Now I got
to
go.
I will say it's interesting if you're just peeing and then you walk around and wait for it to wash down. I guess it still doesn't matter.
I
pee directly down the drain.
I've always wondered if... My wife walked in and she saw me. Would she get disgusted?
I keep an eye out. I try to look in my peripheral.
Make sure.
So you can clip it off real quick.
If she's in the bathroom and I'm showering, I'm going, oh my gosh, if you have to walk out, please walk out. Please walk out.
Right, I got
to
go so bad.
I mean,
that's terrible.
Are you just kind of, I keep my eye on her while I'm going to see if she's looking around.
You try to position it to where like the water cascading down, you kind of blends in.
Oh, it's just a shower. What are you talking about? It's not me.
Why is there one straight stream of water there?
Plus, even if you do what he's talking about, if you do it before you soap up, then you soap up and wash off, you're good.
I don't know where people fall in this. I know we know where Baldy does, but I don't think you're a jerk at all, man.
No, I don't think so.
I say it's your right,
and I think just,
as an American,
yes,
I think she should ask her married friends what their husband and have. But then their husbands may lie about it because they don't want the wife to know.
Are they keeping it from their wives?
But
they don't know.
Yeah, then well, I mean we're hiding
I'm definitely
it.
Keeping it from mine.
Yeah, I'm like,
I don't openly tell I'm doing it.
No, honey, I would never pee in the shower.
That's ridiculous.
Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
No, I mean,
according to how long the shower is, maybe twice.
Yeah, you know. I mean, might be a little extra in there,
not
a little
like
residue.
A lot of water, Baldy. It's a lot of water.
Yeah, I think it's fine. It's fine. Continue doing it. And you know what? You're a great dad for showing your 2.5-year-old exactly how it's done.
How it goes down. Yes, that's what you do. All right, ticket team. I recently took a rare trip to the movies with my two kids. We purchased the tickets online and it was assigned seating. So we purchased seats in the middle of the row for the best viewing experience. We arrived just as the movie was starting, seeking out our seat assignments in the dark to discover other moviegoers already in our seats. After some internal debate, I decided to confront the individuals who then explained that they were only occupying our seats because someone had taken their seats and instructed me to find another open spot. There were other open seats in the theater, but at less desirable locations. There was a brief exchange, which ultimately ended with them moving seats.
Easily.
But my experience was compromised by feeling guilty for causing the disruption for them and those around us. Was I right to stand my ground, or am I the jerk?
No, they're the jerk. The people who originally took their seats, because they were too afraid to say, hey, you guys are sitting in our seats that we bought and we selected online. We'll just go sit in these seats. It's on them.
Just because you don't have a spine doesn't mean right. that I have to now suffer.
But this is my whole point with it, Travis. Why are you having a spine with me?
Right.
And
why are you standing
have a spine
to me?
With the person that was in your seat?
Right. It's incredible.
Now you're standing up to me because
now
you're
you
in
go
my seat.
Find a new seat. No.
I'd have been like,
I paid for those.
Look, y'all can either get up now,
idiot,
or in 2 minutes when I go get management to come and make you move.
We can make a scene out of this if we want to. I'm going to sit in the seats that I selected.
Yeah. And I'd be like, well, what were your seats? Because I'll go get the manager to move everybody around. So let's just hurry this up. It's fine. Like, there is no way that I'd be like, oh, well, never mind. I'd be like, get the out of my seat. Well, I probably wouldn't drop it out.
Ooh, damn it.
Not right off. I would say, hey, I do what I did in NFL draft. I'd be like, hey, you guys are sitting in our seats. Excuse me. You know, and I'd be nice about it.
Well, they took our seats, so why don't, I mean, you can just find a new seat, right?
No, that doesn't make any sense to me. That's the one part where you lose me.
Actually, I might be the guy.
Look, they're in my seat, so you just go find someone else.
What were the seats that you guys paid for? And if, when they pointed out, all right, I'll be back. Hey, those people over there bought these seats. Y'all need to move. Like, I would have no problem just.
Yeah, and I wonder if
if I needed to, excuse me, entire theater, sorry.
And I wonder if they got the courage to go and get their own seats that they purchased.
It doesn't
because
sound
now
like it.
You're out of mine. And if that's my desired position,
that is so
then
wild
yeah,
to me.
I bought these, man.
That is so strange that you would have a problem just. That's the way it is now. I mean, you directly pay for seats when you go to movies now. I don't know why somebody would have a problem going, hey, I don't know, maybe you guys are confused, but you're sitting in the seats that we actually bought. And I can, and you can show it to them. Like, you can show on your phone, like, yeah, my ticket says this seat.
I don't know what else to tell you, man. Those are the
you're
seats.
You're not
that
the
I
jerk
bought
at
because
all.
That's not the seats. You bought seats, so go find
right.
yours. No, I'm with that. You're not a jerk at all. I can understand feeling a little bit guilty as far as the disruption, but overall, you did the right thing. All right. Good morning, Invasion. Last week, I met up with some friends to watch Game 7 at a local sports bar. Only problem was that we all live in different cities, so we meet up in the middle. Upon arriving, I got there 15 minutes or so before the game started. I told the hostess lady I had a party of six, so she set me down at a big table. About 2 minutes later, a similar-sized group comes by and asks if they can sit down. I told them no, that I got people coming. My friend showed up 5 minutes after tip. Who's the jerk? I didn't feel bad, but just felt awkward holding the table by myself.
You're not the jerk. If there's no policy against incomplete parties, then it's not on you whatsoever. They easily could have told you at the hostess or whatever place it is, could have easily had said, hey, I'm sorry, but it's a really busy night. We're expecting a lot of people for this game. We can't seat you until all your friends get here.
And I don't think anyone will have a problem yeah. with that if
right.
that's the policy there. If yeah. she sits you down and you're waiting on your friends, yeah,
yeah.
These seats are taken. My friends are coming.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy the people came by and just asked to sit there.
Yeah,
though.
Why
was
didn't
there
they
not
get
a
to the hostess?
Hostess?
Right.
So do they just walk by and like, that's a pretty nice table there you got.
Can we sit down with you?
No,
I'm waiting on people.
And it's not like they were there, you know, in the second half either.
Yeah,
they showed up pretty quick.
Right. I don't think there's any problem with that. We got three not jerks in a row.
I know. Well, let's see if we can make it four.
Yeah, we need a jerk.
This one is a doozy. Hey, Invasion. It's gross. Last weekend, I decided to throw a friend a birthday party. He had been wanting to do bottle service at a club for the longest time, so I figured tonight would be the night.
Fancy.
We arrive at the club, and the bottle girl asks for a card to put down for the table. I hand her mine, and we all start looking at the menu to decide what bottles we plan on ordering. A few minutes later, I see the bottle girls with the sign and sparklers heading our way.
Oh, no.
I'm confused at first because we hadn't ordered anything yet. They get to our table, and on the sign it says, card declined.
Uh-oh.
And the entire club is now pointing and laughing at our table. It turns cool. out they ran my card for the table minimum, and it didn't go through. I check my phone and see the fraud alert text, so I call the bank to get everything cleared up. I'm all for jokes and having fun, but the whole situation rubbed me the wrong way. When the time came to close out our tab, I left a $0 tip.
Whoa.
The bottle girl tried to explain that they do the sign and everything whenever a card is declined, but I wasn't having it. Am I the jerk for leaving no tip?
Yeah, we found one. You are the jerk. And I get, yes, that is, especially in this day and age where there's a lot of that, where your card will get declined and you have to approve large purchases at places that are not normal. That I'm surprised that doesn't happen at that club more frequently,
like all the time.
I'm pretty sure it does,
and that's why they started doing it.
Because it is funny. The card decline.
Like it's funny, but then you are running the risk that you're going to find someone that doesn't think that's very funny.
Right, and I do. If they gave you service was fine after that, and everything went great, and your buddy had a good time, I don't understand why you wouldn't tip.
Like if you want to leave a little review or something, right. Or say, hey, I didn't really appreciate that. That's fine, but. He probably saw that happen at several tables throughout the night.
That to me is one of those where you might ask to, hey, we appreciate you. I know this isn't on you, because that's obviously a training thing or a management, because they're allowing that to happen. Or you might go talk to the manager and go, look, how many times a night is this happening? Like, I didn't think it was funny. Maybe you do have tables that think it's funny, but I was not going to tip the waitress, but I realize it's not her fault. It's your fault because you allow it to happen.
Right. And I'm just spent however much money I'm going to spend here. Like, I bet,
right.
What, 7 times out of 10, that ends up being that's the case, that it's a fraud thing that they have to approve, and now you expect that person to spend a buttload of money with you?
Yeah, but this is all rational hindsight talking. When you're in the moment, you just got laughed at by the entire club. You're still a jerk, but I can see the...
You're steaming mad.
Yeah, you're mad. You're pissed because everybody was just laughing at you. Yeah.
Instead of just staying and like...
You got a tip.
You do run the risk of having a group saying, well, screw this, I'm out. And just spending their money elsewhere. Because, hey, as a bottle service veteran...
Oh, look at this guy.
A veteran.
Wow.
At this.
I've never had that. I'm not sure I have one.
I've had... The decline card come back because it is a fraud.
Right.
We were in Vegas one time and it sent the fraud alert to my wife's phone.
Oh no.
And she hit decline knowing I was in Vegas. Like, what are you doing? Okay, it's probably, you know, it's.
You never should have pooped in the back of that toilet,
it's
man.
It's 2 the in the best. Morning and the she best. Wakes up and there's a fraud alert and I guess she just looks up and says no. But it's like, I'm in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know exactly what's happening. Why would you decline that? When I got home,
she went to sleep with a smile on her face.
Okay, I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry. I was like, my gosh. Yeah. And as a matter of fact.
Like, I need this to not be declined.
Right. We had 2 cars decline because of the fraud alert.
Right.
And then, but they didn't bring over the sign that said car declined. And I'm trying to think in my head, what would have happened if they would have done that car declined with a table full of my boys as we got there? I think we would have just left.
That's probably the right.
Yeah, you know what?
I think most people would respond that way.
Not very funny, so let's just go and spend our money elsewhere after we clear it up, you know, with the bank. Like, dude, come on.
Like, if you're going to stay and somebody is serving you, and you have to tip them.
Yes, and they get a lot of attention at those bottle service because they know that you're spending
a chunk of change.
10 times the bottle cost out there just to have fun and get that attention. So,
so insane.
I understand being a little bit embarrassed when it happens and they do that at the club. But as you had it cleared up.
Right.
You got everything taken care of. You got to tip the waitress.
You do. You have
to. So I feel like, yes, he is definitely a jerk for not leaving a tip. Now, I probably would have said something to her. And maybe it's not the full amount. I mean, it's still. No. I take that back.
You got to tip her.
You got to tip her to whatever amount you were going to tip and just maybe call the manager over or something. Say, man, I get it. Everyone's having a good time. You think it's funny, but that's not cool. And then you walk out.
You can even tell the waitress, like, hey, you know, I'm gonna tip, but I kind of didn't want to because that really upset me and we were offended. Like, we didn't think that was funny, just so you guys know. But to not tip them if they provided you service the rest of the night.
Right, right.
I mean, that's one of those things. The worst is when, I don't know if this ever happened to y'all, you go on a road trip, and if you go out of state sometimes, and it's a state that you've never been in before, sometimes you stop to get gas, and you're at the and it declines you because, and then you got to call the bank like, hey, it's me, I'm just in a different state, and it's you're like, man, this,
and I kind of like the asking the question.
It doesn't bother me,
but they need to send that fraud alert to me next time instead of the wife at home as she's in bed wondering why I'm trying to spend. $4,000 at a club in Vegas. I mean, you know I'm there.
Yes.
That's all I kept saying to her. What are we doing?
She's like, I'm sorry.
I think Travis is right. I think she went to sleep with a smile on her face.
She probably did.
Having the best night.
This is